That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
This episode sponsored by our friends at The Wellness Company. Head over to TWCHealth/Dobbs to get your med kit. A med kit with all the essential pharmaceuticals, you know, the ones the mainstream media and Marxist left don't want you to have, like ivermectin, Z-Pax, amoxicillin, and much more. Be prepared for when the next plague hits by heading over to TWC.health/Dobbs and enter promo code Dobbs at checkout to save 15% off your entire order. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Great America Show. Great to have you with us. This week, Marxist judge Juan Merchant says he'll consider four more Trump gag order violations. He set a hearing date for this Wednesday, and the big, powerful Marxist dim judge says if President Trump fails to appear, he may be arrested and imprisoned. Merchant needs to be arrested and imprisoned. He's out of control, and he is nothing more than a Marxist dem thug with a black robe. These four new violations of the gag order, in addition to the 10 already imposed on President Trump. The irony of it all is that every one of those violations for things Trump tweeted or said on camera that were true. For example, Judge Merchant's daughter's company has brought in millions of dollars off of campaigns of Marxist dems, and the fact that the government witness Michael Cohen is a serial perjurer. That's a fact. And Cohen went to jail for lying under oath. It seems Judge Merchant can't quite figure out how to handle truth. And puppet President Joe Biden, who doesn't deal in truth at all himself, making his campaign rounds, not with the American people, of course, but with celebrity elites who are trying to drag him over the finish line. And by the way, that's going to be a very tough proposition. Last week, Biden was at a fundraiser with Barack Obama at actor Michael Douglas's house, and shortly thereafter, he phoned into the Howard Stern show of all things. Stern, by the way, is one of the most perverse, disgusting people in broadcasting. So it makes sense that Joe felt safe with him. Stern asks Biden if he will debate Trump. Biden said he can't wait and then went off into a rant about women sending him lewd pictures when he was just a mere lowly senator.
I don't know if you're going to debate your opponent.
I am somewhere. I don't know when. Yeah. I'm happy to debate him. I got put in that 10 most eligible bachelor's list.
Because you were a United States senator, you were a catch.
And, yeah. And so, yeah. and a lot of lovely women, but women would send very salacious pictures, and I'd just give them to the Secret Service. I thought if somebody would think I was, and I just gave up.
Biden said he gave those pictures to the Secret Service. Someone forgot to write on the note cards, though, that the senators don't have Secret Service protection. So that was sort of awkward, as usual. Unfortunately, that wasn't actually Biden's most egregious moment. Take a listen to Biden telling Stern how he was arrested during the civil rights movement for standing on a porch with a black family. Put your hands over your heart as you listen.
And I looked at my mom. I said, honey, you haven't said anything. She said, Joey, let me remember. True story. She said, remember when they were desegregating Linfield, the neighborhood, with 70 homes built at one in suburbia? And I told you, and there was a black family moving in, and there was people who were down there protesting. I told you not to go down there, and you went down. Remember that? And you came, you got arrested by standing on the porch with a black family.
Right.
And they brought you back, the police. And I said, yeah, Mom, I remember that.
And yet, the mainstream media will not cover this man's mental impairment. Biden also telling Stern he's aware that President Trump makes fun of his constant gaffes. Biden again renewed his call that he would love to fight Trump.
But like, for example, Trump makes fun of me.
Right.
He was the kind of guy in the neighborhood. I wish he could have gotten in the neighborhood and meet head to head. But at any rate.
And that, folks, is a man that is certainly not well. And with all of this going on, President Trump's attorney, John Sauer, was in D.C. before the Supreme Court. arguing for presidential immunity in the Jack Smith's prosecutions. It seems the conservatives on the court, for the most part, agree that a president needs immunity. Take a listen to Justice Brett Kavanaugh ask DOJ attorney Michael Dreeben, why is it that Obama was never charged in drone strikes that killed innocent people? The DOJ attorney says it doesn't apply because Obama didn't commit the killings himself. Can you believe that?
How about President Obama's drone strikes?
So the Office of Legal Counsel looked at this very carefully and determined that, number one, the federal murder statute does apply to the executive branch. The president wasn't personally carrying out the strike, but the aiding and abetting laws are broad. And it determined that a public authority exception that's built into statutes and that applied particularly to the murder statute because it talks about unlawful killing did not apply to the drone strike. So this is actually the way that the system should function. The Department of Justice takes criminal law very seriously. It runs it through the analysis very carefully with established principles. It documents them, it explains them, and then the president can go forward in accordance with it. And there is no risk of prosecution for that course of activity.
Truly absurd. Our guest today is former Defense Department official and close advisor to President Trump, Kash Patel. Kash, great of you to join us, and what a month it's been. Historic, certainly, from every angle, whether it be that of the Supreme Court or the outright raw criminal persecution of President Donald Trump. Your thoughts on just this moment right now about President Trump and how he's doing?
I think it's a moment where the Constitution is colliding with the deep state. And people are now seeing that the deep state is a reality. And what you have been broadcasting for years, Lou, is not a conspiracy theory or wild tales, but a sad reality in the leadership structure in government that is being overly politicized to take out a guy in Donald Trump that the deep state and the swamp hate. And what I think you see with the lead case here that's front and center now because of the Supreme Court, I've always said, you know, the best way to defeat the corrupt actors is to utilize their own verbiage and their own documents against them. And I thought Justice Alito just did a one-line zinger that absolutely destroyed the special counsel Department of Justice position. He flat out asked the special counsel's attorney, hey, if President Trump had gotten his attorney general to say whatever I'm doing is lawful, would he have immunity? And the special counsel in DOJ said, yes. So Alito went on to say, so wait a second, you're telling me that the commander in chief who employs the attorney general, who could now go out and hire anybody to be an attorney general and say, you're immune from everything. Everything you do is lawful. Therefore, you can never be prosecuted. But the commander in chief doesn't have a right to presidential authorities, even though he's the attorney general's boss. I mean, the guy looked dumbfounded. I know most Americans couldn't see him, but he was flatlined. And that's it. That's the case.
It is, one would think that if there were any, and I agree with you entirely about that moment, I think that the Department of Justice has had a very bad week. and even the mad Marxist few on the court, the justices, I mean, even they are were expressing dismay at some of the exchanges, and as well they should be, to look back and see the question about, well, if you were going to assassinate someone and you did this and that, these were not questions of intelligent people, frankly. And that, unfortunately, for a number of the justices, several of them, three to be exact, it was unfortunate. Because we're looking now at a court that is certainly two of them are intellectually unqualified for the job they hold. They do not understand law. They have no apparent background in either history or knowledge of our heritage as a nation or current events, for crying out loud. All around us, there is the evidence of everything that the Trump attorneys are arguing. You've got this going on in New York right now with Judge Merchant. It's obvious political corruption. The best legal minds in the country are saying so, except for the ones on the left. And if they had very good minds, they wouldn't be on the left, right? And then you go to the D.C. courts. It's a morass of corruption and filthy ideological fervor that is appalling to the point that they are throwing people in jail for years because they wanted to protest the election integrity on January 6th. I mean, everywhere you look, go to Fannie Willis and her madness in Fulton County. It just keeps going. It's a rancid, corrupt political party, the Democrat Party that is now led by Marxist Dems.
No, look, Lou, dare I disagree with you just a touch, because my disagreement will actually show that it might be worse than what you just laid out, which is sad. I think these judges, I think some of these justices, while they are intellectually inept, I think they're evil. I think they see the law and know what the right constitutional decision is, but they're vitriol for Donald Trump and his supporters, and their impetus to take him out overrides any ability to base their decisions on constitutional law. And I think the best example we have is the justices on the Supreme Court. I think it was Sotomayor and company, you know, or basically it was put out during oral arguments. Well, what about when Barack Obama drone struck Warsami, an American citizen who happened to be a really bad guy, a terrorist, right, and he should have been killed? Is he open to civil suits from the family for killing an American citizen overseas? Is he open to criminal suit for killing an American overseas? And the special counsel's office and the DOJ response was especially savory. They said that the Office of Legal Counsel, the OLC, an office that works for the corrupt cops in the building of the cops, right, said, oh, they gave Barack Obama an exception. I didn't know the Department of Justice had an office that could congressionally exempt federal statutes. I had no idea that that had been created. I didn't know the Supreme Court bent the knee. The number one Article III court in the land said, oh, you, an office at the DOJ, can tell us how the Constitution is applied. That's the argument they put forth, they, the DOJ.
Well, you know, it's really amazing because they make an exception sound like something that the CIA does when they go seeking a finding from the chief executive. I mean, we're watching a regime that is creating law. It's destroying law, whether it's Title IX with a stroke of a pen by an unelected buffoon who happens to be the Secretary of Education, takes away women's rights in sports and girls in sports and athletics. I mean, the madness of it all. And yet the media, I'm going to go back to the media, filled with these self-important sycophants who, you know, lick the boots of everyone that has a Marxist Dem tattoo on their shoulder.
No, you're absolutely right. And if I may, Lou, read a beauty of a headline from CNN yesterday after the Supreme Court arguments, to your point on how in the bag and corrupt the media is. They might be bigger liars than the people that are corrupt in government. And they said, Supreme Court appears ready to reject Trump's claims of sweeping immunity. Were they at that oral argument? Did they hear anything the justices said? Reject the claims of immunity? I mean, literally, I believe that President Trump is constitutionally immune. And here's the thing. The defense attorney, or excuse me, the attorneys for Donald Trump were brilliant. They didn't say we want full sweeping authority for a president for his private actions. They just said we want the Nixon doctrine, which the Supreme Court adjudicated in the 70s, that said all presidents have full authority and immunity for all civil actions that they take from civil actions that they take from public office. They said just apply that to criminal. And then DOJ went on and tried to split the hair and say, well, Donald Trump wasn't actually using that for public. What was he being? He was being a president that was challenging a presidential election. If that's not an act of a president in office who disagrees with an election result, whether you like it or not, doesn't matter.
Yeah. I wonder why a justice wouldn't ask, well, just when is the president on official duty? At what point does the do we not have the buttons, the briefcase there for nuclear launch? At what point? Now, in Biden, that weakens that argument because this man is not on duty a lot. We're talking with Kash Patel. We're coming right back. Stay with us. Folks, you know I beg everyone to get ready for the next crisis, and when it comes, our lives will likely change overnight. whether it's natural disaster, war, or another disease. We have to be ready as we can be. We saw what happened in 2020 when we found ourselves dependent on global supply chains. We're still dependent on China and other countries for more than 90% of all our pharmaceuticals. With clusters of respiratory illnesses popping up around the world and here, we need to be prepared. And now is the time to make certain you have what your family needs when the next crisis hits. Our good friends, Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. Drew Pinsky over at The Wellness Company have put together just what you and I need with The Wellness Company's Medical Emergency Kit. And now The Wellness Company's Medical Kit provides a solution critical to you and your loved ones. This emergency kit includes 8 life-saving medications, including amoxicillin, Z-Pak, and ivermectin for you to keep on hand, along with a guidebook for safe use. From tick bites to biochemical events, every medical scenario is covered. Be prepared for whatever comes next. Go to twc.health/Dobbs and grab your medical emergency kit right now. Go to twc.health/Dobbs now. That's twc.health/Dobbs. Put in promo code Dobbs and save 15% at checkout. Take control of your health today with the Wellness Company's Medical Emergency Kit. Prepare today, be ready tomorrow.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're back. We're talking with Kash Patel about this historic week, about the continued persecution of President Trump. It makes me so mad. I start spitting nails to think what this man has gone through, what this country is going through because of these ignorant, disloyal, and contemptuous Marxist Dems who want to destroy this country. And that's all this is about. I want to go to a quick headline, Kash. Coming out of the Daily Caller, Biden DOJ says Trump is first president to face criminal prosecution because predecessors committed no crimes. Now, I thought that was one extraordinary defense, again, brought to you by the Biden regime, Merrick Garland, DOJ. These guys, they've got to be smarter than that. Don't they have to be smarter than that?
They're smarter than that. They just don't have facts to better their argument that are any better than that. And they know it. They're arguing basically, oh, you have to prosecute. And this was raised by the D.C. Court of Appeals. Mm-hmm. And one of the justices, I think it was Justice Roberts, actually pointed it out yesterday. So they said the prosecution per the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals of President Donald Trump is appropriate because he's being prosecuted. Literally, that was the justification at the D.C. Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. And the Supreme Court called him out on that and said, that's a tautology. That doesn't make any sense. And that, to your point of what the headline you just read saying, is essentially the same thing. Oh, well, we didn't have to deal with it before because nobody else committed a crime. It's only happened now. And thus, Donald Trump is being prosecuted. So please let us prosecute him. That's not legal constitutional law. That's hyperbolic rhetoric. That's cheap political slappings of the day to achieve a political end state. And I think, you know, these headlines that the mainstream media, of course, is going to garble until the Supreme Court justices issue their decision, which is going to be predominantly in favor of President Trump for his presidential immunity, because every president must have it. Otherwise, every president, literally every president from now until the end of time, will be charged with a crime from their political opponent. And how about we go backwards? Are we going to charge Obama? Are we going to charge Bush with Iraq? Are we going to charge Clinton? I mean, the list goes on. Yeah. This is what the presidential immunity privilege is for. and the constitutional jurists on the Supreme Court know it.
Well, let's go back to your federal prosecutor days and deal with this issue. We are looking at to me, a seminal moment in time. Mm-hmm. Either the Supreme Court now intervenes in this political persecution by one political party against the other and its standard bearer, or we lose the constitutional republic. This is not something, as I've seen a number of legal analysts saying, you know, we can remand this back and we can issue this and that'll get a delay. That's all poppycock. That's pure blather. They know neither law nor politics or common sense. Your sense of where this is, where we're headed here, and what the inclination in your judgment will be of these justices, or at least the majority of them.
Look, I agree with you. This is probably the most consequential decision in U.S. history that the Supreme Court has to make. And it's been foisted upon them by political animals in D.C. who have abused the court system, federally and state court system, for political gain. There is only one stop, one place where Donald Trump can get justice and America can get constitutional law restored. And that's this decision at the Supreme Court. And it's highlighted again, we go to the people, the government gangsters and the corrupt animals that are bringing these charges against Donald Trump. And let's go to their arguments before the Supreme Court. These DOJ lawyers, these career prosecutors, supposedly the most brilliant minds in America, have gone to the United States Supreme Court and said, you have to decide this case quickly because there's an election coming up. Mm-hmm. That has never been the ethos of my Department of Justice where I work. That is actually not permitted by the law. There is no dictation, no mandate that we go to a federal judge and say, judge, I need this case decided by X because I got to vote. That is literally the argument that the brightest legal minds of Biden's DOJ have put forth. And they've shown their true colors. They've shown their true intent. They only care, just like the media. The media doesn't care about the actual constitutional law. Everyone's short-sighted. They just want a decision so that Donald Trump is tried this summer. They don't care about the legal ramifications for the future because they will rig the system if they are able to rig it here against Donald Trump. And so for me, as a former federal prosecutor, the fact that the legal argument they're putting forward is expediency and time during a presidential election is outrageous and should shock the conscience of the Supreme Court. And they should throttle Jack Smith and DOJ.
And there is also an irony in all of this in that Jack Smith has come to the court, gone before the court to say, oh, please, we cannot proceed with the legal a test of all these ideas. We've got to have your judgment now as a precedent to the actual finding of fact and application of law in the district court. I mean, this is madness on its face. It's amazing to me. I think Jack Smith right now is probably thinking about that old saw, be careful what you ask for, because now he has it. And the court, as much as they want to be reticent and reserved, mm-hmm. And retiring even, you know, for those 70 to 120, say, cases a year they do, mm-hmm. this one has taken this owns the court right now. The court will be nothing after it if they decide improperly against the Constitution and the law. And if they do not intervene in this, they will be cowards forevermore.
They will have destroyed the country. Look, the jury, even the radical left-wing jurists on there, Ketanji Brown Jackson and Sotomayor and Kagan, they know. They know what the right decision is. They know what the constitutional decision is. But they also know what the politically expedient decision is for them and their base. And they are going to go with the latter rather than the former. They're going to violate their oath to the Constitution and come out. And the justices, as if Jack Smith's behavior wasn't shocking enough about talking about going to court fast for presidential election purposes, those justices actually asked questions to Trump's defense counsels about why shouldn't this case be tried before the election. Who cares? That's not the constitutional question before you.
Did you mention the word tautology?
Yeah.
Think about that one. I think you really should. We're going to decide this case on immunity by, well, first of all, we'll get rid of the immunity. You try it down there in that court. Come back. We'll see what it looks like. I mean, this is a mad piece of street bargaining on the part of the court. Or at least some of the justices. We're talking with Kash Patel, and we're getting the true and straight dope on what is happening in the nation's capital. Not always pretty. Well, seldom pretty. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Lou Dobbs here. I'm delighted to let you all know that the program Lou Dobbs Tonight has returned to the air. That's right. Lou Dobbs Tonight is back. We're live each and every weeknight at 7 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Central on rumble.com/Lou Dobbs. That's rumble.com/Lou Dobbs. I hope you'll be joining us for Lou Dobbs Tonight as our fight to save this country has only begun.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're back with Kash Patel. And Kash, thanks so much for being with us. I just want to turn to, let's get out of D.C. for a minute and go to Judge Cannon, unsealing documents, with alleging Jack Smith's lead prosecutor threatened Trump valet attorney, kind of said, well, if you want to be in the game, you're going to have to go along with the game. I mean, this is ugly stuff. How important is it? How will it play?
Monumentally so, Lou, and I'm glad we're talking about this. Judge Cannon had the federal gumption necessary to call out Jack Smith and his lunatic DOJ co-counsels by saying, why are you hiding this information from the defendant, in this case, Donald Trump? Why have you chosen a typical DC corruption cover-up scheme, redactions, and not provided this defendant with his due process constitutional rights? The Trump attorneys had to file a motion to get this unredacted. Now let's talk about what the judge had the temerity to unredact. The entire time, the Biden administration of justice from the White House on down has said, we have nothing to do with the Trump prosecution. It's being handled entirely separately by the DOJ special counsel. We have no relationship with them whatsoever. This document singularly shreds that statement.
Right.
And it's a document from the DOJ because it says when the NARA reps, the NARA chief of staff, librarians, whatever you want to call them, when they were in discussions with me, President Trump's representative, to obtain the documents after he left the White House, as his, President Trump's NARA representative, NARA refused to give me those documents and access to those documents. And now we know why. They lied to me. They gave me the runaround. Oh, you don't have the clearance. Okay, I have the highest security clearance in the land, but let's put that aside. What other excuse do you have? And they gave you the typical government email response. We're working on it. But now we know what happened. The chief counsel there, Gary Stern, immediately picked up the phone and called DOJ, the White House counsel's office, and said, what do you want us to do here? And the White House counsel's office and the headshed at DOJ said, essentially, don't work with them. Don't provide them anything. Let us intervene. Don't believe me, Lou. Read the documentation and the emails that have now been exposed by Judge Cannon's brave order. All of this shows a direct quarterback engineering and architecting of the Donald Trump unconstitutional prosecution by the Biden administration, by Joe Biden, by his White House, by his DOJ. And furthermore, it shows to me the unconstitutional prevention of the disclosure of declassified information that President Trump put forth at the end of his term. And now you got to ask yourself, Lou, what else have they redacted and what else have they not shown us? The DOJ,
under Merrick Garland, more corrupt than any Justice Department in the history of this country. The FBI, a lawless and reckless and highly partisan organization now. Christopher Wray talking about, well, we just don't want to have any sort of surveillance of those anti-Semitic, anti-America, anti-Israel protests on college campuses. Why not? Why would he not? Because they're calling for genocide. They are disrupting and destabilizing the entire university system of this country. And what campuses of these riots aren't on, they will soon be visited upon them if the Marxist left have their way. I look at this as a moment in history where the choices keep getting narrower and narrower for the John Roberts Court. Uh-huh. John Roberts has not been a man of great fortitude. He has not been historic in any way in his adherence to the principles that he has sworn to uphold, and that is the tenets of the U.S. Constitution. Uh-huh. To me, frankly, and I admit being a partisan in all of this, I am pro-Trump through and through. The fact of the matter is, it seems to me that the Supreme Court right now has sufficient evidence in the streets of everywhere from Boston to New York to Cornell to USC, Texas. My gosh, they have enough evidence in the streets of how destabilized this country is. And it's because of an anti-Semitic, anti-America, anti-Israel administration that's trying to kill one man, Donald Trump. And by the way, I mean kill. They want to take away his Secret Service protection. They don't want to just imprison him for 700 years. They mean to kill him. Now, that's quite a obvious conclusion from everything we're witnessing. And the justices have to be able to see that. And surely they do.
I think most of them do. I think the evidence you outlined is clear cut. It's not arbitrary. It's not up for debate. And, you know, listen, Chris Wray at the FBI is only going to investigate domestic terrorists that are MAGA supporters. He's basically told us that. He's also going to use FISA and break the law and illegally surveil you if you are a Trump MAGA supporter. He did that 274,000 times last year alone. That's right. The Chris Wray running this FBI. Any other top cop in America would say that these riots, as you have pointed out, these violent riots across the country, across campuses, across this nation, that are pro-terrorism, are interconnected and funded by the likes of George Soros and company. That is a federal level investigation that the FBI should be architecting right now. They should be all over that. But because it destroys the political narrative of the value of an America First movement, they won't do it. It is the opposite of putting MAGA on trial baselessly. We need to investigate these folks and follow the money and ask them, why are you supporting terrorism over America and our number one ally in Israel? And why are these universities who are publicly funded allowed to host these types of events? And at the core, the FBI needs to find out, because I believe it's fraudulent criminal activity to fund this type of behavior that leads to violence. Who's at the back end of this? Is it Soros? Is it his buddies? Somebody's paying these guys for this, just like they paid the hundreds of thousands of migrants to cross the southern border illegally. If we had a credible FBI, that's what they'd look at. But we don't. We have Chris Wray, a government gangster of the first order, who continues to break the law and illegally surveil Trump supporters and quote-unquote domestic terrorists.
Cash, I wonder if there are undercover FBI agents in these demonstrations. Yes. I wonder if they've sent anyone in to be informants or to incite. Maybe that's what's behind all of this. And maybe that's why Chris Wray demurs. and has become simply a sentinel who tells us, oh, by the way, there's a cyber attack underway from mainland China against the U.S. government. We don't know what to do, but wanted to let you know. We will continue to observe the goings on. I mean, the man is it's preposterous. The FBI is corrupt and indolent, it seems to me. But anyway, it's as we conclude, if we may, your thoughts about where the Supreme Court comes down. I'm putting you in the business, but who better to do it?
Look, I think the Supreme Court needs to come down on the side of the Constitution. That's it. And if they choose to follow that path, there is only one ruling: that President Trump and every president before him and every president after him has full presidential immunity for all public acts conducted while they were president of the United States of America. It's that simple. What that does to any current, future, or prosecution from yesteryear is irrelevant to the constitutional analysis put before the Supreme Court. And that's another thing this DOJ and Jack Smith and their corrupt thugs with Merrick Garland are going at. Oh, if you don't decide for us, this is going to happen. That's not the analysis. What is the law? What are the facts? What is the historical precedent? And the decision must be that Donald Trump has the immunity he seeks, because every president has the immunity he seeks. And the decision cannot be, well, if we don't decide under the Constitution, we decide for political expediency, at least we'll have an election and a conviction of Donald Trump likely before the next November cycle. That cannot be the ethos. And I guard against it. And I'm going to go out there and make sure people are educated as to what the Constitution demands. And it's so great to be on your show with you to discuss this critical issue of our time, literally.
Absolutely. As usual, we conclude in agreement. I thank you so much for joining us here, Cash. As always, you're terrific. God bless you. And let's prevail, shall we?
Indeed, sir. Thank you, Lou.
Thanks, Cash. Thanks, everybody, for being with us today. Be sure to join us this week for the Great America Show. Among our guests are Congressman Paul Gosar, Alex Jones, climate expert Mark Morano, and many more. Be sure to join me on Twitter and Truth Social at Lou Dobbs. And join us every weeknight for Lou Dobbs Tonight on Frank Speech, Rumble, and X, 7 p.m. Eastern. Thanks, everybody. God bless you, and God bless America.